apostolic framework is catching up with me. I mean, it's moving so fast.
Yes, sir.
And it's dimensional.
Yes, sir.
Seals of dominion that has not been broken by the church. And so therefore we have somewhat suffered in the known. And I have to continue to get you out of normality.
Yes,
you can't, in the spirit world, there should be a difference in us than them. And so because of the Western civilization and because of tradition and religion, this type of action, this type of ministry, get these lights off. What that blank in there? These days, we ain't no, you can't turn that stuff off. All ministers got them psychedelic lights and all that. I don't want all that behind me. That's one of the things they're trying. They're trying to bring out efficiency from deficiency.
Right.
They're trying to be, when you talk about the apostolic training, they try to make stages and lights and different technology take the place of the power.
Right.
And they draw great crowds.
Yes, sir.
People lack a lot of activities.
Right. Yes, sir.
But they're not moving in the realm that they should move. And so I have to keep shifting you and moving you into realms personally where you come to a certain point of self-government.
Yes, sir. Right.
When I say self-government is you know how to rule in the midst of your enemy.
Right. Yeah.
Without me calling you.
Right. Amen. Yes,
sir. See, and thank God Word of Life is moving into some arenas of this such, and it seemed like it is abnormal that is not love when you let a person learn to defend themselves. But that's the very place you want to be and you want to grow to, not to be always depending on somebody else to get a hold of God for you. Love is more than doing, love is being. Okay? And so I have to train the leaders to understand that your hands does not need to be held for every situation. The same God that the leader is serving is the same God you serving. Same God the bishop, the pope, anybody else serving, the same God you serving. But you can be crippled, be seated. You can be crippled by pastoral service without the apostolic and the prophetic. You can be crippled. What I mean by you can be crippled, you can come to the point where you are not growing yourself to the point as a leader that other people who are coming in that don't know what you know can depend on you.
Right.
And that's what I have been trying to do with you. I haven't been studying with you enough, but you have done a great job compared to the atmosphere, very important, atmosphere, environment, and surrounding you were raised up in. You were raised up in the atmosphere and surrounding and environment of depending all the way on the pastor.
Right.
And so the pastor, if you look at Ephesians 2:20,
mm-hmm. Yes.
You're talking about a foundation now.
Yes,
you're talking about the apostle,
mm-hmm.
the prophet, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 2:20.
Yes, sir.
We often read 3:20, but 3:20 can't manifest without 2:20.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you look at 2:20.
Yes, sir.
He said he built it on the apostle, the prophet.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone.
Right.
All right. So now, let's take two names out of this foundation. Let's take the apostle and the prophet out and just build it on Jesus. Well, then we have a catastrophe because Jesus assigned these others too,
right. That's right.
To bring certain things into earth's realm that the people can understand. Now, the whole problem is, leaders, Ephesians 4, 12, 13, and 14, turn that now, are not fulfilled because Ephesians 4 and 11 has failed. We got Ephesians 4, 11. I'm going to randomly say some things because I don't want to miss some of the things. There's a quickening grace here that has not been passed on to the people of God, a quickening grace for them to really know who they are and the power they carry. And if the ministerial gifts are not functioning orderly, it calls the church at large to not function orderly. And when I say orderly, I'm talking about in dominion and power and dimensions and abilities and breaking the seals of the mysteries of the supernatural. Yes, write that down. Breaking the seals, plural, of the mysteries, plural, of the supernatural. Any leader I train should be able to break those seals.
Yes, sir.
Personally, in their own life, because you see, you're going to have encounters and experiences in your life that you can't handle before you know how to seal work.
Right. Yes, sir.
And if somebody keep picking you up, if you kept catching that child when that child was riding that bike,
come on.
That child will never let her fall.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yes.
You got to let them fall sometime. And so if somebody keep rushing to your rescue, Revelation not serving you no purpose.
Right.
Because you never stood on the word yourself.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's right.
And so as leaders, we had to come to that point, and then we have to train this church to that point. If it's going to be a church that moved from pastoral service to apostolic functioning.
Right. Yes, sir.
I get that down now. Pastoral service. You see, those two things are not the same.
That's right.
And apostolic functioning. Now, apostolic functioning is when a pastor and leaders has been trained to break the seals and the mysteries of the supernatural.
Right.
Or the seals and the mysteries of the kingdom properly and begin to walk in it. So you're going to have challenges as leaders.
Right.
That are solved by your wisdom.
Yes, sir.
And by your understanding, you have picked up beyond religion.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Now, the thing about this is pioneering substance. So you seem like an oddball because everybody like to go the other way. So somebody have to break the seal.
Right.
A lot of churches in this area are going in a certain format because of this church.
Amen.
They're doing things differently.
Right.
Bible study. When I started, didn't have no Bible study.
Amen.
Okay? And so an intercessor. Didn't have no such thing as intercessor. Just had prayer meeting.
Amen.
Did everybody pray the best way you can. And it's not belittling anybody, but I want to tell you right to your face, you're greater than you think you are.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to have to continue to grow up.
Yes, sir.
And grow up and let God make space for you.
Right.
Okay? So you see Ephesians 4:11 talk about the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, and the evangelist. I might have missed one out of order. But every time, every rank of order, always that apostolic functioning is first. So the two words apostolic and prophetic hangs on something that the Lord said in Matthew 22. He talked about love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul, all your understanding. Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Right.
See, when you don't understand when the fivefold ministry gift in Ephesians 4:11 don't bring it to you, just see how much you miss
right.
in that 12, 13, and 14, 15
right.
verse. You looking at it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you miss so much. We're not there.
Right. Oh, no.
We're not there. You understand? We're not there because every now and then one or two catch on.
Yes, sir.
But I'm talking about the majority are not there. Many of you all in this room, you're not there. You're not there because you've been suffocated not to know who you really are, the power you really have. It's sort of like a dictatorship.
Right.
You know, you got to always be submitting to somebody and never submit to God.
Right. Hey.
So you don't know God. You know the person more you know God.
Right. Yes, sir. Oh, glory to God. Yes, sir.
And so sometime in leadership, you got to let people be helpless.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that stank, doesn't
yeah.
it? But you have to let them be helpless so they can understand how to lean or to stand up on the helper.
Right. Yes.
See,
oh, yes.
See, all we're doing, we are adults,
right.
but it's just the attitude of raising another bunch of children.
Right.
Because you're an adult physically, but you're not an adult spiritually. Let me give you a secret of this thing. In Christ, you'll never reach the max of your maturity.
Right.
That's where spiritual people come in at. They get real spiritual because they know a few things,
right.
and they stop growing.
Right. Yes, right.
See, maturity means I've got that.
Yeah.
So you never get there with God. You're always these 43 years. It's like a little child. There's always more. There's always something else. There's always more teaching, more. But I can't teach you just by the book.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You have to be taught by encounters, experiences,
yes.
situation,
right.
circumstances, attacks.
Right.
You don't know what you have until you use it.
Right. Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
And not somebody laying hand on you, John.
Right.
It's you
right.
knowing for yourself
right.
in your back bedroom
right.
when nobody there to talk with you
right.
that you can walk out that room
right.
and tell Satan, I know who you are and I know where you're supposed to be.
Right.
So we're going to shut this down right now.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Once you have that experience, and to have that experience, Here's something that the church have not known. You have to learn to love yourself.
Yeah.
You look for everybody else to love you. What do you think about yourself? Love yourself. Jesus said love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else.
Right.
And so in that scripture in Mark, in Matthew, he's talking about loving with all your heart. He said, now on these two, loving God with everything you got and loving your neighbor yourself, he said, all the laws and all the prophets hangs on that.
Right.
All the spiritual laws and all prophetical maneuvers hang on the fact that you know how to love your God and love yourself.
Yes, sir.
And love your neighbor.
Right.
So any deficiency, listen to me, any ill will that's going on in your life is a love leak.
Huh.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, right.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Oh, yes, sir.
I'd never heard that before.
Yes,
a love leak.
Right, love leak.
Yeah, somewhere love is leaking
yeah.
out where you should have had it caught so you could use it at that moment.
Yes, sir.
Any sickness we got in our body, any holes we have in our finances,
right.
any trouble we have in our mind, our marriage, it's a love leak somewhere.
Right.
See? Because love run the whole shebang, if you let me say it, run the whole thing. All right, so now, with that in mind, that we have to get the fivefold ministry gift in place, and the apostle and the apostolic and the prophetic, let me give you a definition for government, what the apostle, in the New Testament, the apostle is set over the prophet in the New Testament. And then I believe in the New Testament, because I've had surgeries myself, I believe in the New Testament in the age of grace that the apostolic work prophetically.
Right.
So you got a combination of more than one office moving in a realm, because on a job, the foreman should be able to do everybody else's job.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, if he got a lineman gone,
right.
He should be able to step in on the line and call the shot.
That's right.
How he become the phone?
Right. That's right. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
One person under him gone, he don't know what to do.
Right.
That's like me not being able to walk in one of you all places over the group you over. And so Brad is gone, his group, he's out of town, and something need to be done in his the people under him, and I don't know what to do.
Right.
Well, God, dog, I'm supposed to be over Brad.
Right. Yeah.
You see my point?
Yes, sir.
See my point? So now, before I show you this, attacks are for a reason.
Right. Well, yes, sir.
Okay. Every attack you have in your life is for a reason. Don't look at the opposition, look for the opportunity.
Yeah.
There's something that Satan trying to detour you from, and you think he being powerful.
Right.
He's not being powerful, but God now wants you to reach in something you have learned, something he have taught you, and rise up in it now, so you can step to the next level.
Right.
So every attack in your life, if you am in the live right, if you am in the live right, every attack in your life is a promotion.
Yeah, glory to God. Yes, sir. That's it.
You need to know this to talk to those who are under you.
Right.
You need not get out in the hole with them and cry.
Right.
And you know, people think money can answer everything. I know the Bible says money answers all day, but sometimes you're dealing with stuff that money can't answer.
Right. That's right.
And so people think, no, it's something you need to do.
Right.
They think if you give them $400, everything will be all right. No.
Right.
You're going to miss the whole doggone thing.
Right.
Learn to come out of the hole.
Right. Yes.
People say, you don't love nobody. You know, all this water, you ain't doing nothing. You don't love nobody. You got to love people. The apostolic is structured heaven to earth government. So that the portals, that's opening, doors, gates, windows, of the supernatural can be opened.
Yeah.
The apostolic structure, heaven to earth government, so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened. So with that in mind, class, many portals this Sunday morning all over the world of the supernatural is not open. The people of God gather emotionally, excitedly, without real experiences. I have failed you if we go in this sanctuary, they sing some song, and I don't tell you how to deal with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's a plumb failure. I don't care how good you fail. I don't care how many times you ran around the church. I don't care how much sweat you did. If you don't know how to deal with attacks, if you don't know how to grow in your walk with God, in your faith, in your trust in God, the job is a failure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when you look at, and I know it's going a whole nother route. All right. Remember I told you, study Ephesians 4. And study from the perspective in which apostles are telling you now is, I'm still your pastor, but you see, I'm operating in an apostolic functioning.
Right. Yes.
So it's not the same little hugging
right. Yes, sir.
And the same little group meet.
Right. Yes, sir.
It's time to grow.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen?
Who mind growing? And so in this stage of our ministry, there will be some suffering and separation to stop the struggle.
Right.
See, it's a drawback. You got to draw back. It's like your little daughter, 18 years old, and she's going to the prom for the first time. You don't know the boy too good.
Right.
And you're a little shaky. You feel like getting in your car following him, you know, and stuff like that. But you got to have to train her.
Right.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Give her signals that when certain things begin to happen, cough up. So the same way with us. See, so if we're going to have a growth period, we're going to have to be able to go out there by ourselves. Are you following me? And so that's what Ephesians 12, 13, 14, 15 is about. You can't be deceived. You've grown up enough to be out in the open by yourself and can handle the situation. You can see that in Ephesians 12, for the perfection of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It covers all of them, the saints, the body of Christ. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And so those Ephesians 4:11, that apostle and prophet is not in that place, that pastor will never know how to apostolic functioning.
Right. Right.
See, that pastor had to be, see, pastors became Sunday school teachers, and they stayed there.
Right.
Sunday school teachers, communion carriers, and hospital visitors, and a counseling session every 2 weeks. And just damn it. So I quit counseling years ago. I do very, very little, you know, because if you come out of my office, you got 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you what to do and get on with up out of here.
Right.
You've been in church 30 years. We ain't going to sit there and pray and cry about this all day. And all you're going to do is repeat the same doggone thing to me. I sat there in so many miserable meetings. They told me the same doggone thing. I gave them the answer. I gave them the answer. Lord, what's going on here? If I'm deaf or I'm stupid or something, I done told this woman what to do. Not this woman tell me about Jackie Robinson again.
Right.
I don't want to hear about that no more. I've told you how to handle Jackie Robinson.
Right.
And Jackie Robinson is not all the problem. You part of the problem.
Right.
She don't want to hear that.
That's right.
So now, see, can you agree with this? Even though some of the study I'm studying with the Apostle Jonathan, but he said this, and more so now, we're in a decade of acceleration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Everything is mashing the pedal down.
Yeah.
Technology,
right.
Science,
yes,
everything,
mm-hmm.
The world system,
right.
And the Ephesians 4:11 and Ephesians 2:20, and Ephesians chapter 3 is a good one to read too, because God said he revealed a dispensation and the mystery of grace to his apostle.
Right, that's right.
And the apostle is supposed to bring it to you.
Right.
Break it down. The apostle bring it to the pastor.
Right. That's right.
Now, we're in a unique position because I'm an apostle and a pastor, so I'm teaching the pastor
right.
In me.
Right. Yeah, glory to God. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, but I'm teaching you apostolic functioning. So, when the apostolic is in motion, it troubles the water.
Right.
And so in this Western civilization, by not understanding who an apostle or a prophet really is, it's not a title, it's an action.
Right, that's right.
And so through years and years and years and years of preparation, I didn't know it, but God was preparing us for this hour all the while.
Yeah,
so when I made the transition from Mount Zion to Word of Life Christian Center, you don't do that.
Amen.
Not in this area. They'll kill you.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
Boy, these folks will kill you. You change this church name. The church been this name 100-something years. You out your mind? But supernaturally, God permitted that we as leaders could be sitting in this room this morning from all walks of life, all territories have come together with a common love and a common mission. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So if there's acceleration going on and there's a stalling factor in the church,
right.
Everything else moving, everything else changing, but the church is in the same place of singing two or three songs, come out and give an eloquent message.
Right.
Don't stumble in none of your verbiage. Make sure you just right, because you're going to make us shame.
Right.
Man, it's about power.
Yes. Oh, yes, sir.
It's about presence.
Right.
It's about the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
It's about God presenting himself to you when two or three meet in his name.
Right.
It's about God touching a problem you have nobody else know about.
That's right. All glory
to God.
Yes,
solved
oh,
that
yes,
doggone
sir.
Thing
yes, sir.
Right in the midst. All right? So this quickening grace, so important. Be upon those who have been building accurately. Building their spirituality accurately. They'll have a quickening grace upon them. They'll be faster in the spirit than another person. Faster than the devil. Faster than problem. Faster than opposition. Because they got a quickening grace upon them, which is a surrounding favor. That this shield of, Bible talking about Psalm 512, I think Bible talking about the shield of favor. So when I say that, three major things as leader we have to operate in. The fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
Now, let me give you get one of my revelations that I haven't given to more than one or two people. You have to learn to soak your soul in the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Wow. How you do that? By being still and knowing that He's God, and soak your soul in love, joy, and peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Soak your soul in long-suffering, temperance, meekness, goodness, faith. How you do that? Well, fruit can turn into liquid.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes, sir.
Use your imagination.
Right, yeah.
Yes, sir. See a barrel of love and get down up in there.
Right.
And just sit there and listen. And God, the next thing I want to tell you is, for a leader, you're going to have discerning ears.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Discerning ears.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, he that he has ears, let him hear. See, everybody not going to hear what I say this morning.
Right.
You have to train your ears to hear more than what I'm saying.
Right. Yes,
because there is, how can I say this, Holy Spirit, without disrespecting you? Well, I guess I could say it that way. There's a backup voice. When the truth is really being released, there's a backup voice. It's the upfront voice, but it being a backup voice on purpose.
Right.
See, that's why I had to watch it, because he the one.
Right. Yes, sir.
But yet, when he use you,
right,
he backs you up. He become your helper.
Yes, sir. Right. That's right.
Yes, sir. You imagine the Holy Spirit. You imagine God putting the name of the Holy Spirit as a helper.
Mm. Yeah. Right. Yes, sir. Right.
Huh? He ready to help.
Right.
Yeah. You catch that when you go to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now. All right. Now. So this decade of acceleration and this quickening grace, I want you to get that word. Now, that word that need to be underlined, will be upon those who have been building accurately. So there's an inadequacy because of inaccuracy.
Uh-huh. Right.
There's a epidemic. Mm-hmm. What is when you don't have anemic, when your blood don't have enough blood?
Right.
That's what we have in the spirit world. To do. Y'all know that. Y'all have sat here and groaned.
Right.
And act like nothing ever happened to you.
Right.
You know that. You know your ignorant cousin when you talk to him.
Right.
How they talking to Sam ignorant way.
Right.
And you know, you have to accept them. You don't want to resist them, because they're not really stupid. They're just where they are.
Right.
Just when you had I'm growing up. When you had those activities with them and they're saying all that silly stuff, just you don't need to try to teach them. Just accept them.
Right.
Who they are, they ain't going to go no further. They ain't going to do much, cuss you out. They're going to shift from Christianity to cruelty if you don't. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, in this acceleration, you're going to have to function. You know, the Bible keeps saying according to this, according to that. Okay, I want to give you some according. According to the pleasure of his presence. According to the pleasure of his presence. That's somewhere you're going to get. And you know, there's a for lack of a better word, there's a pleasurism in God's presence. It takes you places that are pleasing. Mm-hmm. All right. And then another thing is, God has, and you look at it in Ephesians 3, you're going to find it, God has an eternal purpose according to the pursuit of his purposes. We ought to always be pursuing his purposes. Now, to do that, you can't be a yes man. And you can't be a doormat. You have to rise up in a voice and say, where are you going? Why you did that? See, so you can't be, it can't be a friendship dilemma.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes,
when you're leading people, you got to just tell them the truth. Right. You came here, you come and ask me something.
Right.
You came, you sure you won't be here?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
You sure you won't talk to me about this?
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, sir.
Because I'm going to say what thus said the Lord.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes, sir.
I'm not going to cut no corners right. That you and I still be friends. You right. Came here, you got a problem. The apostle put me over this situation. I'm going to give you a scripture answer.
Right, that's right.
Right.
Oh, yes, sir.
So they leave, all right, when you give them the scripture answer. They already had left.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Matter of fact, most of the time they never was here.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
They're looking for something beside God.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now, get this other statement, because these are not normal statement here. Because we're talking about acceleration. We've got to build accurately. We've got to build with quickening grace. We've got to build with the pleasure of his presence. We've got to have God present and the pursuit of his purposes, not our purpose. Now, you know, a lot of times people come to church, they just got their agenda.
Right.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want my healing. That's a lot of love, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Everybody, four more people on your road need healing. You, Lord, yeah, I am. Yeah, your spot. Hit this spot. Now, here's a twister. Now, for the organized church who concerned more about brick and mortar, numbers, entertainment, pleasing everybody, that's not a prophetic church. So, and according to the prophetic dimension of his pattern for his house, I'm going to say it again so you can write it and read it. And according to the prophetic dimension of his pattern for his house.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I heard this in the spirit. His aim, God's aim,
yeah,
is to make people who operate like Jesus.
Yeah. Yes, oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like an impossible statement.
Yes, sir.
You know why it sounds like an impossible statement? For the brick and the mortar,
right,
and the numbers of people, how many members you got. How many members you running, Doc?
Right.
Right.
I'm running them all in the ground because I'm not telling them nothing.
Right.
Now, those things, the pledge of his presence, the pursuit of his purposes, then this prophetic dimension of his pattern for his house.
Yes,
and the apostolic dominion come before the prophetic dominion.
Right.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
Who knows what Jeremiah 1:12 said? You know what it said, John? You sure, John?
Yeah,
tell them all to turn to it, John. Just say, oh, y'all turn to that. Tell them. Turn to John. John, you pray and serve this morning. All right? You give the opening prayer this morning. I got that last night. And since you answered the question so good, I'm going to go ahead and let you have it.
Glory to God. Yes,
sir. See? He watches over his word to perform it. Let's connect another verse with that now. I might not hit the right verse on this the next one. I think it's Romans 4:21. See if that's the right one. 22 or 21, fully persuaded. What one it is? 21?
Yes, sir.
Now, those two verses. He watch over his word to perform it. See, you don't have to perform the word. You present it. But listen to the secret now. You have to present it in the fact that it's a part of you.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Yes, sir.
In other words, you can't present to somebody else.
Right.
But you have never eaten yourself.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
That's why encounters and experiences are so important.
Right.
Okay? Now, we have to be fully persuaded that what he has promised,
yes,
he is also able to perform.
Right.
You got to come to that.
Oh, yes,
see, in this prophetic accelerating moment, we as leaders have to know that. See, as leaders, you know that I'm human, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
And you know that I'll miss it sometimes.
Right.
But you know I never do it on purpose.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
So I may say something that a little off.
Right.
Well, God's going to correct you. Why are you trying to correct
it? That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
But don't fall out like the people because God dealt with Moses.
Right. Amen. Right. Oh, yes, sir.
I have some more things to say there, but I'm gonna give you two sets of verses that are gonna set you up now to live in the apostolic and the prophetic.
Yes, sir.
In Daniel chapter 5, verse 10, 11, and 12. Turn there. And 1 Chronicles 29, verse 10, 11, and 12.
Yes, sir.
I want a panorama view of God. And a panorama view of how you can walk with God.
Yes, sir. Go glory to God. Yes, sir.
As leaders, you support these three things that Daniel had an excellent spirit.
Right.
He was operating in excellent wisdom.
Right.
He had light.
Right,
he had understanding.
Right.
And he had knowledge. And because of that, he can dissolve hard things.
Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
And he can interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Dream.
Right.
And nobody else. He shut the magician and the astrologers.
Right.
And all those witchcraft and hoodoo and religion and tradition and denomination down.
Right.
You know, this ministry is doing the same thing.
Yes, right.
But they got some mad folk, boy.
Right.
They got some who they think they are, who he think
right.
he is.
Right. Right.
I'm not thinking no more.
Right. Amen.
I found out.
Yes.
And see, you can't be ashamed of the, see, like Paul said. What do you think Paul said? And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Right.
Paul said, I'm not, it's working for me.
It's working for me, yes, sir.
Say it's working for me. Yeah, see, you gotta work for me before I can tell somebody else how it worked.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God, yes, sir.
Listen, hold Daniel.
Yes, sir.
The work that Jesus told us to do in John 14, 12, the work that I do in greater way, those are supernatural works.
Sure they are.
Right.
No Sunday school is in that verse.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
See? It's supernatural work. What kind of work Jesus was doing? Supernatural?
Supernatural work. Yes, it was.
Yes,
what you mean? Jesus said, I'm not doing this.
Right.
It's the Father who sent me.
Right.
I do only what I see him do.
Right.
So if you're not seeing nothing,
right. Oh, yes, sir.
You have to have enlightened eyes.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
To be able to see beyond the situation.
Right.
And beyond the student.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
To the solution.
Right. Yes, sir.
Now, there's an element, I just want to tell you, if you go there, there's an element of loneliness.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes.
Because if you surrender, you're going to be separated.
Right.
But the moment in his presence is so much better than the crowd.
Hallelujah.
You notice that a king got a problem. His father used Daniel before.
Right.
You look at the 10th, 11th, 12th verse, that 5th chapter of Daniel. And you see the girl tell him, say, look, your father used this man. This man got a hold of the Spirit of God, but it's the Spirit of God really what it was.
Yes,
but you notice his abilities in the 11th verse.
Yes.
You see what he say about it? You read it?
Yes, sir.
Don't just sit here.
Yes, sir.
You read it?
Yes, sir.
Look what he say in the 12th verse.
Mm-hmm.
You read it?
Yes, sir.
You reading it?
Yes, sir.
Don't miss it.
Right.
Read it.
Right.
Read it. Don't substantiate yourself, but I know that.
Right.
Read it
right.
now
right. Right. Right.
because there's a voice speaking to you now,
mm-hmm.
and there's an impartation of that.
Hallelujah.
Need to be in these leaders in this church.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm telling you what, my foot is on the pillow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, I've been through religion.
Right.
I've been through tradition.
Yes,
so God was training me all the while. So I know the religious clique and the traditional cliques. And I've been to the denominational cliques and the conventions and all these cliques and stuff going on.
Yeah.
I know about that. And the people are still stupid.
Yes.
Right. In the spirit, I'm talking about.
Yes.
Intelligent people,
yes.
academically,
yes.
scholastically, but spiritually, they don't know a roach from an elephant.
Yep.
Not belittling anybody.
Yes.
I got to teach you.
Yes.
See, think about that. It's a roach or an elephant. Boy, if you don't know the difference between a roach and an elephant, you in trouble. Because a lot of times, Satan's going to make himself as an elephant, and Satan always a roach. He said, according to Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power to trade upon serving the scorpion.
Right.
Huh?
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wish God wouldn't have named him a snake. I wish he'd name him a roach. But the reason he named him a snake is the Bible said for us to be wise as a serpent.
Right.
A snake checks out what he gonna do.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, yes, sir.
And he lay low in his environment until he wiser than the people who live there.
Right, yeah.
Right. Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. Mm. So I said, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a lamb. So he said, you mean to tell me God telling us to learn from the serpent? No, you haven't learned from the serpent. The serpent just got certain attribute in him that you better have.
Yeah, right, 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 right. Right. Oh, yes.
His color camouflages where he's sliding at.
Right. Right.
You're right up on him before you see him.
Right, yeah.
Then he scared the hell out of you.
Yeah.
My goodness. Then in 1 Chronicles, there now in the 29th chapter, 11th verse, now we talk about the attributes of God.
Oh, glory to God. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
All those belong to you.
Right, yes.
Name and one of them. Let's see. 29th verse. What? Name and one. Majesty?
Yes, majesty.
Name another one.
Power.
Power. Name another one.
Glory.
Glory is another one.
Honor.
Victory.
Victory. Victory. And honor there too? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then it goes down and says, heaven and earth belong to him.
Yeah, right.
And then all the silver and gold belong to
right,
him.
Right.
The kingdom belong to him.
Right, 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 right. Oh, yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Let me read this statement to you. We're talking about it, we're living in a decade of acceleration, right?
Yes, sir.
So everything is speed up. The last decade has seen the gracious release of God's prophetic word. He's talking about this ministry to align our lives and adjust us to his will and purpose. I want you to get that. This is what I want to do, align your life as I speak prophetically this morning in the service about the five revelation, the eight keys, command, creating things, activating the law of attraction, some of the things you hear this morning in the I am, mean that you have the ability to command things,
right. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, sir.
Create things,
right.
Attract things,
right.
Supernaturally to your life.
Yes, sir.
You'll never live like a normal person.
Hallelujah.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Yes, sir.
Now, leaders, y'all must love this church as much as I love it.
Oh, yes, sir. I
thank God for what I know
mm-hmm.
and how far I'm from what I didn't know.
Right, sir. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
And I'm excited about where I'm going.
Right. Yeah.
Because this thing never run out.
Right. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Right.
There's nothing out.
Oh, yes, sir.
Are you following me? Listen. I'll get to it, Lord. I see it. Those who have a discerning ear act wisely to hear and heed his voice.
Right.
You know, Jesus said, my sheep what?
Hear my voice.
Uh-huh. And the voice of a stranger, they what?
Not follow.
Now we're back to Ephesians 4:11.
Right. Yes, sir. That's right.
You see, in my generation, they had meeting with gold dust falling. People see a little sprinkle of gold dust.
Right.
So what am I going to do with it? I can't spend it.
Right.
Then great men of God was fooled by feather flying.
Right.
Somebody just got to turn loose a feather. You turn a feather loose in here? Look, you see that thing going there?
Right.
You turn a feather loose. Somebody know how to drop a feather, but you don't see that feather come floating through there. I mean, so
right.
Lord, I'm going feather flying. For what?
Right.
Now, some money flying, that's another thing. Let's go over there and catch some of it. But they don't make no money fly. Nobody will see no feather. Now, if we are not having discerning ears and operating under quickened grace and developing ourselves to have encounters and experience with God infinitum over and over again, here's what happened. And here's what's happening to the church. This worldly system with its inhabiting spirits will manipulate the church to grind it to a halt. And that's basically where the church at large. The church is grounded to a halt of technology.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not talking about being, well, I mean, I think we've been spending thousands of dollars in our lighting system and our sound system now. I'm not talking about not doing, seeing what's going on. I'm not against technology. I just don't want technology to take over.
Right.
So for a certain dimension, for centuries, the church been hauled with popular leaders, popular people running the thing, but not growing.
Right.
Now, watch what I'm going to say. It's an apostolic call here. Those of you who have respected and honored my calling, the average pastor can't stand up with you.
That's right.
They can't. I mean they couldn't understand your conversation.
Right.
They could. But it's a calling. I'm not personalizing this thing, and yet it is personal. But
right.
the calling prevails itself
yes, sir.
When it's presented at another dimension.
Right. Oh yes, sir.
Let me get it out right now. If you think you have a ministry, that you're going to start a ministry, that's fine with me. Just prove yourself and make sure you're hearing from God. I don't want you to go out there and suffer.
Right.
See, you sit up here and get angry and think I'm holding you back. Then you jump out there and go out there and suffer.
Right.
I've never been trying to hold nobody. I am thinking about yet for me forever.
Right.
But if it got to be God,
yeah.
If it don't be God,
yes,
you're just going to be a disgrace.
Right.
Misplaced.
Right. Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Man, if you really got to go in here, it'll come.
Right.
I mean, I came out of Baptist church. Just a traditional Baptist church. But I had to go in, man.
Right.
And the door came open.
Right. Yes, sir.
I didn't have to open no door.
Right. Amen. Right.
See, that's the difference.
Yes,
you go out there and trying to open a door yourself.
Right. Uh-huh.
God dog it, boy. These people are starve you out.
Right.
You out there with a little flag and a little name up on your church. The Lord told you, and the Lord didn't tell you to go, and 15 people come, and 16 of them mad.
Right.
I try to emphasize that. Yeah. You say, you can't count? Yeah, I can count. You mad, too, because you done made a mistake. You the 16th person. Listen how sad it is. How much time I got, son?
Hallelujah.
Listen how sad it is. The world system, it will exhaust its leaders get this, divert its mission and cause it to abort its purpose. That's what the church had today, Junior. Look at what the church had. Why? This worldly system with its inhabiting spirit, mm-hmm. and they get in churches.
Right.
They get in churches where the church's leader, like you all, I tell you all, I want you all to live a sanctified and a clean life.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because these spirits, these inhabiting spirit,
right.
they get in and start doing things in the church,
right.
manipulate the church to grind it to a halt.
Right,
most churches today, this is not negative, I just got to talk to you, are at a halt. They're ringing the bell, they're singing right now, but they're at a halt.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because the inhabiting spirit is in the leaders.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Right.
It will exhaust its leaders.
Right.
Number one, divert its mission and cause it to abort its purposes. Ladies and gentlemen, the church is off course.
Yes, sir.
At large, you understand?
Right,
at large. Now, we're not in the belittling business.
Right.
We're not in the belittling to magnify.
Right.
We're just trying to bring things decently and in order where these giants will know who they are.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, Satan, he's holding you back. From a catastrophe.
Right.
Unless the Lord. See, you get around a ministry like me and my sons, I've trained my blood son, and there's many ministers in here can minister the word. Boy, he ministered for me. And there's other ministers I'm about to turn loose. You think you got it.
Right.
You get, man, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know so much more than the other fella,
right.
but that ain't a calling. That's for you to go home and train your children.
Right. Yes, sir.
You think there's a calling, get out that boy and get smothered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a genuine calling, I'll know it.
Right, amen. Yes, sir.
Then I'll back you up.
Right. Yes,
I just didn't have none.
Because
first of all, they didn't handle it right.
Right.
See what I told you? Yeah, but I didn't answer you. You tell me something I don't answer and walk away,
right.
that means I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this, church. Listen to this, leaders. We need divine patterns with kingdom structure.
Yes, sir.
To reproduce men and women who can carry the mandate.
Mm. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Carry the mission. And carry the mission of God that had been given to the senior pastors
yes,
of his church.
Yes.
I love this. And you have to go far back to get this because the church been in a rut for years. But we need a structure of the spirit established on and through the transfer of spiritual legacy. Now, who in here? Would it be Nita? Who in you have been knowing me the longest? You've been knowing me a long time. Ruth and him a long time. Some of these people are not young enough to know me. See, Nita young enough to know
right.
me. But there's a legacy.
Right. Amen.
That have been established in your midst.
And
you part of it.
Right, sir.
And we will never be forgotten.
Amen. Hey, right. That's right.
Preachers, when they work on their sermons at night, thinking about us.
Right.
No, I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking even before Dr. Jemison died. They knew, all of them knew. Dr. Thomas, all of them knew what God was doing. And we have to know what we are part of. We got to keep it rolling, baby. Keep it rolling.
Oh, yes, sir.
Wow, that time, man. Apostle Jonathan said in one of his books on the apostle, said we need an impartation of the Holy Spirit transferred to beget sons, and I say and daughters, in the house who can carry on with the legacy of the senior elders or fathers of the house.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to say this last statement. Pick it back up or come again. This decade will test not only church growth and those who boast in its emphasis, but also church health and wealth. See, this age, this decade will challenge it if they're not walking right. It, she says the challenge is contribution to the environment, its society, and its power and resources to change its own people. We will see in this decade the greatest attack on the religious institution steeped in Babylonian pattern,
right. Mm-hmm.
Procedures, and priorities.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the last 40 years after the charismatic movement, we have seen the casualties in leadership.
Right.
But then, sadly to say, it says, my, 8:55. In these last 40 years after the charismatic movement, we have seen the casualty in leadership and the collapse of whole churches built on flesh and human philosophies.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir. It said the cross, watch this, the cross had been replaced by the couch.
Right.
In other words, men are not seeking God. They're seeking to be popular.
Right.
The power of the Holy Spirit has been explained away.
Right. Amen.
The power and nature of sin have become magnified by those who believe the activity of our relative in the past can affect us more than the work of the cross. We'll take up.
Yes, sir.
We'll take up and see how I stand.